So if a person is not saved, when they hit the midlife crisis, they're going to fail royally. They're going to fail. A person who does not trust God, worship God, person who doesn't trust God or worship God, I'm going down.
Use the right lane to take the ramp to I-73 South.
If they don't worship God, trust God, what are they going to worship?
In half a mile, merge onto I-73.
If they worship a person, they're going to be let down pretty fast. If they worship a career, they'll probably eventually be let down after enough time. It'll get old. If they worship or put their confidence in anything down here, mankind, some kind of mankind system, some kind of political party, some kind of AI machine, some kind of anything they trust besides God, they're going to be let down. So what are they going to do? Let's see if we can analyze this. So if they think they're a good person, they're probably going to do something that they think doesn't hurt anybody else. They might cheat on their spouse or try to get in a relationship that they don't care if they cheat. They might go into drinking or drugging but it's just going to spiral. If they find something that they think is going to make them happy, which it won't last, it's going to spiral downward fast. And they'll get in, and because they don't have the power of the Holy Spirit, they can't break the cycle. They can't break the pattern. If there's anybody out there that can't break a pattern, a bad habit or whatever, are you saved? And I say that, non-judgmental way, because it depends on how long it lasts. You know, sometimes it's a psychological, society has, even for a saved person, some society has done a mind game on you. See, if you don't really believe how bad this place is, if you don't understand that it's an Illuminati construct, it's a Freemason construct, and everything around you, no matter where you go, what are you seeing? You're seeing the same thing. No matter what job, what city, what family, what marriage, what the grass, you think, well, it's not greener on the other side.
In
why?
Half a mile, keep left to continue on Joseph M. Bryan Boulevard. Follow signs for Greensboro Bryan Boulevard.
Why is the grass not greener on any side ever? Because the flesh mind is the MK Ultra mind control. I was telling somebody today.
Keep left to continue on Joseph M. Bryan Boulevard.
I was telling somebody today, I said, the gaslighter gaslights you, right? But eventually,
in 2 miles, take the New Garden Road exit toward Guilford College.
But eventually, the gaslighter will gaslight themselves because you reap what you sow. The gaslighter tries to gaslight people, but eventually they believe their own lies because they're living in delusion. The fact that they think they're some god or goddess or whatever, they believe this delusion that they can do the gaslighting and be okay, but they can't. And so eventually, I think it leads to Alzheimer's. You've gaslighted other people so much that you end up believing your own lies that you go into Alzheimer's. You know, some people say watching too much TV, that's part of it too, bro. They gaslight themselves so much that they lose touch with reality. The reason, no matter where you go, no matter who you marry, no matter what job you take, the reason there's these struggles that you face is because it's the flesh mind. And it's a system-wide thing. It's the
Hive.
In half
a mile, take the New Garden Road exit toward Guilford College.
The reason the Hive all speak the same is really easy to understand. They all speak the same because why? They're of the same pattern, the flesh mind. And see, the flesh mind...
Take the
mind,
New Garden Road exit, then turn right onto New Garden Road.
The flesh mind is so evil, if you followed it down its progression, right? And I had a sister in my...
Turn right onto New Garden Road.
Sister in Christ, who explained it really well. She said, you don't want to think about the flesh mind and follow it to its progression, because it turns into nothing but evil. And if you think about, these people are trying to survive in a reality without God, and so they're going to just become more evil.
In a quarter mile, turn right.
And more evil, because they want to look good. They want outward show. They're religious but lost, so they really want to look good, right? I'll turn the map off in just a second. Oh, I've never been to this grocery store before. I'm going to go get me some peanut butter. But they're religious but lost. It's all about people pleasing. They want to look good. They gotta have their clothes ironed and fitted right. And they got to have everything looking good, you know. They wouldn't ever sit down in the dirt or sit in the grass, because it might mess up their outward show, you know. Okay, I found that. So, yeah, let's go in here and see what it looks like. I hope they're all shaped the same. I've never been to this grocery store before. Until about a few months ago. And when I went in there, at first I didn't like it. But then you just get in and get out, walk through the line real fast, and you're done. And so, anyway, what was I talking about? I'm just tired. I need to sleep. But let's put this all together. So the reason the grass is not greener on the other side, because no matter where you go, it's a system that's based on the flesh mind. It's a narcissistic system, because mankind and these societies and these cultures, which are just cults, these cultures, which are cults, are religious, but have no power, have no spiritual power. And so what's happening here is they're going to progress downward. Just like my stalkers, they have progressed so far down below norm. It's sad. So their only next step would be what? Murder. That's what they would end up doing. And they can't stop. You feel sorry for them, because they have no power to stop. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They can't stop what they're doing. They just can't stop. They repeat the same thing over and over. And the sad part is, they get to the point where they enjoy it. That's what I'm saying. If you follow the progression down far enough, these people have to go crazy. They have to become like Jeffrey Dahmer or somebody like that, because they have nothing to stop them. They're trying to survive in a world, a dog-eat-dog world, with the tools of the flesh. And if you read Galatians 5:19, 20, and 21, you see the end result, the sorcery, the witchcraft. You see these people online. I want to manifest my perfect life, so I'm going to talk to the Anunnaki or the some kind of fallen angel. They call them the Pleiadians. I'm going to talk to the Pleiadians. But these kind of people are the ones who've gone into the cocaine and the heroin and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, the reason they're trying to manifest something is because they're not content where they are now. In Jesus, you're content. You don't have to manifest something in the future because you got it right now. You got everything you need right now. And so they are never going to be happy in a system that is a narcissistic, psychopathic, flesh mind, old Adamic nature, old Adam, without being born again. They'll never find that peace. And everything that they try and every hoop they try to get you to jump through and every... And a lot of times these people set up these systems and want you to jump through a hoop that they can't even jump through. Hello? They want you to jump through something they'll never jump through. Just like the pastors. You better not miss a day of church. Well, pastor, how do I go on vacation? You don't. You don't miss a day of church, period. And then a month later, he says, me and my wife and kids, we're going on vacation. We'll, this Sunday, we won't be here. We'll be here. They can't even keep that. But I've actually seen them do that. I've seen them do that. I've actually seen them say, well, you missed a day at church. Your kids are going to get run over in the street. Really. So they want to stress you out. And if they want to put you in fear that you don't follow that little... religious box, that little denomination, D-name. And so they all play the same game. So whether you go to a Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, they're all going to use their manipulation tactic and say, you need to be here. You need support. You need to tithe. And the tithe is not even for the church. They're always going to try to guilt trip you. Guilt, shame, condemnation, which is what? The tools of the flesh. And so if they're using guilt, shame, condemnation, and you're free in Christ, there's therefore now no condemnation of those in Christ. Then who are they working for? They're working for the system. Across the board. And it'll never change. It'll never change. Because this place is going down. And the only way you're going to get out of it is to get born again. And start to take up your cross and walk in the Spirit. It's not going to change. If you want it, if you expect this world to change, you're gaslighting yourself. You're delusional. You're gaslighting yourself if you think the world's going to get better, because it's not going to happen.